differing views from Louisiana's congressional delegation on President Trump's decision to launch military strikes against Iran. Republican Julia Letlow says Iran was warned repeatedly that the U.S. would take action if it did not reverse course on its efforts to build a nuclear bomb. Democrat Troy Carter, though, says the president violated the Constitution by not consulting Congress first. A big change is coming for those seeking to apply to LSU's flagship campus. Prospective students will once again have to submit their SAT or ACT scores. The Baton Rouge campus had been operating under a test optional policy since 2022, but no more. Chancellor Dr. James Dalton says the test score is just one component of the total comprehensive admission process.
We got to look at high school GPA. We got to look at their involvement in local organizations, whether they're on the football team, whether they're involved in the church, whether they're holding down two jobs.
Now, it's important to note that a minimum score is not needed to be admitted to the flagship campus. LSU's average ACT score is 27 out of a possible 36. The city of New Orleans is offering first-time offenders a second chance. The city is launching its first-ever diversion program to help first-time offenders avoid charges for certain offenses. Now, only those accused of low-level nonviolent offenses are eligible. Those approved for the program will be offered treatment and education and will have their charges dropped. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.